Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Soprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Soprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprenant. This is the Brayden Soprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
A lot of stuff from yesterday. I was fortunate enough, I was invited yesterday, Frank, to speak to the old pros of Scripps Ranch. Scripps Ranch Old Pros.
Nice.
It's a good organization that's been around for a long time. They put on a lot of events for the community of Scripps Ranch and throughout San Diego. And they have meetings once a month. And they go to Kaminsky's over in Poway. And shout out to Kaminsky's for hosting. They've been hosting them for a long time. I remember going to Kaminsky's before the first Kaminsky's. It ended up burning down, and then they rebuilt it. It's a barbecue joint out in Poway. It's a sports bar, too. Pretty good spot. And they had good food last night. Were able to. I was a little bit late to the meeting because I had to watch the beginning part of Scripps Ranch volleyball. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. They got a state playoff win over St. Margaret's last night.
There you go.
Lost the first set, won the next three. So they'll be in action. The Falcons will be in action on Thursday at 6 o'clock against Cypress in the D2 state playoffs. San Diego High School volleyball was underway last night. I think we went 500 last night in the state playoffs. The Division II schools did really well in the state playoffs. Division I did not do as well when looking. And then we have our open teams playing tonight. I know Cathedral plays Marymount tonight, and Torrey Pines is also playing tonight. But I would have to check the schedule on that. So I had that yesterday. And then I went to the old pros meeting. The old pros meeting was interesting. So I got asked in May. I got asked in May about my interest level in, I forgot to tell Bennett Wood something. My interest level in speaking at one of these meetings. So the old pros, they have softball leagues. They have all these different leagues and stuff in the Scripps Ranch area. And then it's like a little club. It's a little drinking club, basically. And so they have these meetings once a month. And they do like, they make fun of people in their group. They do it. It's like a club, right? I mean, it reminded me of like Scripps Ranch's version of OMBAC. With what they do. And so I've never been to one of these meetings, and they asked me if I wanted to be the guest speaker. I said, yeah, cool. I don't really know what that means. I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah, that's awesome. What is that?
What do you want me to speak about? Like, what are we talking? What's the deal here? And they're old guys, right? Like, they're older guys. They like, edgy jokes. guys doing guy stuff, right? Some of this, and so
just pros being dudes.
It's just pros being dudes, all right? But they're just older guys. And so I was like, okay, I'll speak of this thing. And so they asked about June. It was the weeks in June I was in Italy, and then, July they already had somebody booked, and then it's weird with high school football. They reached out again, and they asked about November, and I said, yeah, cool, I'll do it on November 11th at the meeting. And so they have this meeting at Kaminsky's once a month. And so I'm at the volleyball game for Scripps, and I knew I had to leave early. The game started at 6, and I had to go on at 7:45 over in Poway. But to go back to the high school, the volleyball thing, as I mentioned before, unfortunately, Olympian lost, Frank. They won CIF, though, in volleyball. Yeah, they won CIF in volleyball. Yeah, congratulations to your Olympian Eagles. They lost to West Valley last night, 3-2. West Valley's logo is the West Virginia logo. Take that for what it's worth. Bishops lost to Centennial 3-2.
That's called gimmick infringement is what that's called.
La Cañada beat Christian. Santa Margarita beat San Marcos. OLP got a victory. They beat Arrowhead Christian in 3 sets. Santa Fe Christian won. Carlsbad won. Scripps Ranch won. The Rock Academy won after winning CIF here in San Diego. Patrick Henry won. O'Farrell Charter won. La Jolla Country Day lost. Westview was upset as the 2 seed in their play in the D2 playoffs. To Dana Hills, Mission Vista won, Coronado won, and Grant beat El Camino for the volleyball. So shout out to all the volleyball schools. And again, I wanted to mention that today there's 2 games in action. Marymount at Cathedral at 6 o'clock and San Juan Hills at Torrey Pines. And we'll keep you updated on the high school playoffs and stuff like that as we roll on. So I go to the volleyball game. They lose the first set, they win the second, and I have to leave through midway through the third set. And when I go to the volleyball games, I actually, for some reason, I think it's great to score the game on max preps. So I was doing the first 2 games in the third set. I feel bad. There's got to be some grandmother that was watching, like trying to follow on max preps, and then all of a sudden it disappeared in the middle of the third set. And when I left, it was tied 15-15 with a set each. Somebody was on the edge of their seat refreshing for like an hour and a half until they put the final score in.
Love it.
Felt so bad. So I go to this meeting at Kaminsky's, and these guys at this point, they had been drinking since like 6:30. So it's a loose group. It's a loose group. They're having a great time. And they have like their rookies do some stuff. There were some people getting heckled, and I'm like, what am I about to sign up for? But everybody was so nice. They're very appreciative. They love the show, Frank. A couple of them mentioned you.
That's all we care about.
Yeah, that's
really
right. It's great. Kaminsky, shout out to them for hooking it up for with the food last night. They gave me their buffalo wings, which were great. Some brisket, some ribs. I got coleslaw, mac and cheese, bread. I mean, that's all. They just gave me everything. It was awesome. And so I went up there and spoke, and they basically, tell us how you got to where you were, and like it was a little bit of question and answer. They wanted to know some, my opinions on some things, and high school football, Padres, all that stuff. So it was a fun time last night at the Old Pros. It's funny. So they have this thing where it's the, bleep bleep of the month. I think you could get creative with what that is, and so they told 2 stories about this. What I thought was the funniest thing. So they had this guy. So one of the guys in the Old Pros, his dad just recently passed away, and his dad was an Old Pro too, and a great man. The Turfler family, but he ordered a pizza for like one of the events that was like honoring his dad to his house, and he ordered pizza at the local pizza place, and the local pizza place is used to him ordering pizza for softball, Frank, because he plays softball. And so he's like, yeah, I'll order however many pizzas. It was kind of like the same order he does for the softball.
Yeah.
An hour goes by, and he calls the place, and he's like, yo, where's the, what's
the deal?
Did
they deliver it to the place they
where's
normally?
Where's the pizza? Like, it was supposed to deliver my house. And they're like, what are you talking about? We dropped it off already. And he was like, no, here, it didn't come to my house. They're like, oh, we dropped it off at the, where you guys play softball, right? Isn't that what you wanted?
Our bad dog.
And he said, no. And he was like, and the guy was like, the guy at the pizza place was like,
Well, you know, it's really odd because, like, you usually tip and stuff, and, like, the two guys that took the pizza didn't even tip our driver. We thought that was very strange. They drove it to the softball place. There were two drunk guys hanging out at the park.
Oh,
and they took the pizza.
Wow.
And then they didn't tip the delivery guy on the card.
What a lucky night.
The card was already paid for, though. You got a free pizza. You could at least, like, sign for a tip for the guy. So they won one of the awards. The other one, I thought it was the funniest story ever. And I don't know any of the names, so I'm not going to say the names either. So they have an older guys league that plays on today, on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. like in the early afternoon. So like all retired guys, right? And they play softball in the middle of the day. And so think about how old some of these guys probably are playing softball. Ball gets hit to the outfield, and the guy in the outfield like trips and falls to try to make a play. It's like an inside the park home run. The guy hits the ground. He's fine. He gets up. And he goes like, oh no, my hearing aid fell out.
Oh.
It's somewhere in the grass.
Oh no.
And for about an hour, these guys, the two teams of the old guys of the old guy league, are scouring the grass for the poor guy's hearing aid. I'm like, there's no way. This is the most old guys softball league I've ever heard in my entire life. They're scouring for it. They're like, where is it? Where is it?
Start yelling at the grass. He'll hear it.
Then they cut. So I, you know, at 30, I don't know how hearing aids work. I don't have to use them. I know, I guess the technology is now you can hook that thing up to your phone.
Really?
So you have the speaker in your ear. So somebody, maybe, I don't know. That was a foreign concept to me. And maybe my grandfather has hearing aids, can do that too. They're like, okay, we can't find it. It's been an hour and we got to get this game going. Why don't we call your phone to see if we can hear the phone through the hearing aid in the grass? That's a great idea. Let's do that. So they call his phone. The guy goes, I found my hearing aid.
Was it in his...
It was in his ear! It was in his ear! Oh, my God. I was dying laughing. Dying laughing. What a story. What a story. I was like, oh my God. That is like the most typical softball league I've ever heard. He had his ear. What level of upset are you if you spent an hour looking for the guy's hearing aid and it was in his ear?
No one thought to look at his ear.
Nobody thought that the first time. You know what? When you say... I hate when tech people say, is it plugged in? This is why you ask those questions.
Right, but when a guy says, hey guys, I can't hear anything, my hearing aid fell out, you tend to not question that.
Nobody saw him one time and I was like, hey, I guess they would need their glasses for that. That was the funniest story I've ever heard.
I could see my grandfather, who's listening right now, I'm sure... who just turned 84 on Wednesday.
We're going to call that award that they gave out the windsock of the month. So who wins the windsock of the month out of the two?
I could see him doing that years ago because he does have hearing aids. I could see him doing that years ago, not playing softball, but losing his hearing aid, finding it, and then just having all of us keep looking for like a half hour just to mess with us.
That's a great.
I could see him doing that.
I didn't know who this guy. I didn't know who any of those people were. It was like, so those are the two wind socks of the month. Today, I think I found a candidate for wind socks of the month.
Oh, no.
So this morning, I went and got coffee with a friend.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah.
I went and got coffee with a friend. We went to this place over in Scripps Ranch called the French Oven.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It's like one of the best bakeries in town. It's great. And there's usually a line, and I think they're on social media every once in a while, you see like the things that. So we got a coffee, and I got, you know, a little baked good, little postre, you know, the French oven.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sitting there. I'm enjoying my coffee. I'm enjoying my postre. And in the parking lot, I notice my friend's like looking strangely into the parking lot. And I'm like, what happened? And she was like, that person just hit that car. This lady's trying to park her car, and she hits the Tesla next to her, and then backs out And then it takes her like 35 minutes to park in a different spot. Doesn't even look. Nothing. I didn't think she noticed she hit the car. And the Tesla's like all banged up on the side. And like I'm sitting there going like, well, okay, that stinks. At the same time, there's a gentleman there. And he's got his dog sitting at the table with him. You know what? To me, that's a foul. I know you guys love your animals. Okay? I know you love your animals. I know Frank loves his animals.
Yes.
My friend, she loves her animals. That's great. I personally do not want to be eating at a place where the dog's sitting at the table. Okay. I just don't.
Couple of questions. Home. Were they outside or inside?
They were outside, but they were on the seat across from him like he was on a date with his dog.
Yeah, no. Dog sits on the floor. I'm
on
sorry.
The floor. The dog lays. Do not put your dog in a chair.
The dog lays down at your feet. That's if it was inside, immediately not acceptable. But if it's outside, dog lays at your feet. If it's all over the table, if it's sitting in a seat, that's
sitting
one.
In a seat is a foul.
I'll give you. No, I'm not going to give it a foul. It's because that's impressive. To get a dog to sit in a seat, that is impressive. But not allowed.
So he's got the dog there. And then the dude is just hawking loogies.
There you go.
At the table. And this is happening like simultaneously. And I'm like, what is going on?
Brandon, I'm allergic to dogs too. I could care less. You will never get me.
You didn't
to
know
a
you
bite.
Were allergic to dogs until like last week.
No, I knew I was allergic. No, I did know I was allergic to dogs. It was just doubly confirmed last week.
In Frank's defense, he's allergic to basically everything on this planet, except for peanuts, which is what he thought he was.
Yeah, which is why I went on this whole allergy test journey to begin with.
Okay, so anyway, guy's hawking loogies, right? And like it's disgusting. It's at the table. So he's doing that at the same time. As we're about to leave, that guy's like walking in the parking lot with his dogs. There's another dog. I didn't see the other dog. Dog does its business in the parking lot. Like in a main drag, like not in a spot, but like in like a thoroughfare.
Was it a little dog?
Was it was like a little dog.
So it was a little yapping beanie baby. Is what
yeah, it was. Okay. It was a littler dog. And it just dropped one in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Guy didn't pick it up. Gosh. And we're like, wow. Just like, hey, your dog. Nothing. Just ignored it. And then he walks to his car. And he's the owner of the Tesla. That got hit from the other lady earlier in the day. He had no idea, by the way. He like physically walks towards the car at the spot. Like it's direct eyesight of the spot that is like smashed. It is smashed. It is not like a little fender bend. That there's a piece of his Tesla falling off. Has no idea. And he gets in his car and he leaves. So the person that hit his car, who didn't say anything and then drove off, hit the guy's car of the person that had the dog that crapped in the street and didn't pick it up.
The only thing,
I could not believe what I witnessed this morning.
The only thing that would have made that story better is if the person who hit his car and him both
stepped
like,
in the dog
no,
crap.
No.
Because that would have been funny.
It would have been funny. But if they would have like went hello to each other, walking past each other in the parking lot, that was the only thing that could have made it better.
You don't get to see two windsocks interact with each other too often.
No, they usually put those far away from each other.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that.
There's no windsock and then a windsock testing windsock.
Oh my God, dude. It's just insane. Yeah, he was the owner of the Tesla. Who got hit by the lady that didn't park right. Just the drag across. It was like... It's like that SpongeBob episode where like the Flying Dutchman's going, you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
Scraping. And then scraping back. And then she went over. And then backed into a spot. It took her like 20 minutes to back into the same spot. She just kept going forward and back over and over and over again.
I'm sorry, that's...
It was the funniest thing.
That
and then
happening.
And the fact that guy that was so disgusting at the restaurant, even though it was outside, and didn't pick up the dog crap that the dog left in the street,
is the owner of the car that got smashed. It's the funniest thing ever.
I've had that happen to me a couple times, where especially when I'm late, usually is when it happens, when somebody just cannot for the life of them park. After a while, there comes a point in time where just all of your anger dissipates and it just goes to, can you just try to park somewhere else? Because you were really bad at
this.
Well,
she did. She tried to park somewhere else, and then, I mean, there was only
a
couple of those.
No, I know. And then it took that long still. It's like, there comes a point where it's like, you know, I'm not even mad. It's impressive how bad you are at this, because you have to try to be this bad.
Story time is over. When we come back, we'll dive into a couple of the things that I wanted to mention, as reported by Ken Rosenthal in Major League Baseball, and then we're going to transition a little bit more football talk in the noon hour as we continue. Oh, the Brady Soprenant Show, San Diego Sports Station 97 through the 50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. You enjoy story time today?
Story time's always
fun. We had three stories in there. We should do a set. Should we do a Windsock of the Month?
I'm down.
I gave you three different stories today. Two of them were part of the Windsocks of the Month for the old pros. The other one just like physically happened to me today.
No, yours.
Who's the Windsock of the Month out of those three?
Yours is the winner.
Which one is it? The lady that hit the car?
Yeah.
Or the guy that owns the car whose dog crapped in the street and he didn't pick it up?
That's all one story. That's not.
Windsock of the Week. The guy that owns the car is the Windsock winner, according to Go Aztecs. I thought the two guys that took the pizza and tip was kind of not a bad one. Hearing aid guy was not like a... That was a funny thing. That's hilarious.
Just, that's just an old guy.
That is hilarious. If you got a story like that and you want to contribute to Windsock of the Week, let us know. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I'm glad some people realize that it doesn't just happen to Woods. Poor Woods. He's got great stories for it, though. I do want to mention this because we have a little bit of time, and then we're going to, you know, get to our next segment. This is what I was talking about earlier on the whole, like, can we make a decision on whether or not we want teams to, I don't know, be like the Dodgers and spend money, or for them to all trade away their best players? Can we decide which entity we want to be? Major League Baseball reporters? We talked about it with Bob Nightingale, talking about the Padres should, you know, I've been hearing that they're not making a lot of money and they got to trade Fernando. I don't know about that. Again, you either say everybody can do what the Dodgers do, or you do stupid things, or we say crazy things like that. Here's the other crazy thing. Here's our boy Ken Rosenthal, everybody's favorite baseball writer, Frank.
Yeah, I agree.
Where's the... We haven't done that in a long time.
I know. That's why I'm lost on it. Hold on here.
I know Go Aztecs has missed it.
For God's sake.
Ah, no. Killing the bit. Go Aztecs in the chat. Boo.
Exactly.
Let me know when you find it. And I'll move on. Fallon Frank. Let's try that again. Ken Rosenthal, everybody's favorite baseball reporter. Ah, there it is. He had a long article.
I got to stop being lazy right now.
He had a long article, and he put in the article he had some stuff about Tarek Skubal. This is the excerpt from the article about Tarek Skubal, right? Everybody's in agreement that Tarek Skubal's the best pitcher in baseball, right? Or one of. Let's just say one of. Let's not start the conversation of him versus Paul Skenes. I don't want to get down that path. He is one of the best starters in Major League Baseball, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. He's a guy that's flat out said he wants to stay in Detroit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the clip on Skubal. As one Detroit Tigers person put it, quote, "We want to win with him." Well, 2026 figures to be their last chance. Top Scott Boras clients hardly ever sign extensions when they are this close to free agency. The Tigers surely could do better in a trade of Skubal than they would through draft pick compensation if he left as a free agent. But to what end? The Tigers have reached the postseason the past 2 years, reviving baseball in Detroit thanks in large part to Skubal's presence. Trading him almost certainly would amount to a step back short term. A deadline deal might make sense if the Tigers fall out of contention, but the odds of that happening in the AL Central are slim. And another thing, if the Tigers lose Skubal as a free agent, his roster spot would not become a black hole. The team would try as best it could to replace him. What are we doing here?
I have a bigger question.
What are we doing here? What is your bigger question?
With the impending lockout, and with the owners seemingly so intent on getting the salary cap, we're seeing a lot now coming out about how much the teams are losing.
You're going to see that all the time.
Is this a concerted effort by national media to really pound home the idea of how much teams are losing and how much money that some teams are going to have to shed in order to try to curry favor with people about a lockout and getting a salary cap?
I'm sure some of that is in play. I'm sure a lot of the messaging maybe to some of these guys is like that. I don't think it's all like that. I just
like trading Fernando Tatis Jr. makes no sense. But to couple that with how much the Padres are losing, quote unquote,
which I don't even think is that accurate.
He got that from
other general managers, was his report. I find that report to be erroneous.
Yeah, I don't agree. I don't believe that either. But to say that, oh, it's not because they're trying to make the team better. It's because they're trying to shed money and listing off a bunch of players that no team in their right mind would trade, that makes no sense. It just feels like the media is trying to help get people on the side of the owners for all of these money concerns to get people going for a salary cap.
The thing that I want to point out of this with this conversation is, like, yes, I know, like, top Boras clients don't sign contract extensions. He's a free agent at the end of the 2026 season, right?
Yeah,
why wouldn't you try to get the this would be the only time that I would think a Boras client would try to get a contract extension done.
This is the last opportunity he's going to have to get a big money contract.
I think so too, because I think there's going to be a lot of money changes to Major League Baseball. I think there's going to be a cap. It just seems different this time around. I know, like, players would never stand for it. They're gonna just hold out. I'm telling you, the owners seem more aligned right now than the players do. So if you're Tarek Skubal, I feel like that was the time to probably get the deal, because if you don't get a deal this season as an extension, because you're gonna listen to Scott Boras, who's, you know, obviously, I mean, you pay him to be your agent to get you the most money. If that's the case, you're gonna be 29 this year. He's got to be 30 in 2027, which is, you know, maybe not even a year. So you're not going to come back till you're 31. Why not get the contract lied out now? Yeah. This is, to me, like, the leverage for Boras clients, I think,
goes out the door with some of these contract extensions because you don't know what's happening in 2027. That's what makes this market so interesting to me. That's what makes this conversation so interesting to me. But the thing is, with Ken Rosenthal talking about, like, oh, they should trade Tarik Skubal. What are we talking about? Like, we can't have a sport where the best players on certain teams are always talked about being traded and how it's a smart move to get rid of this guy. That's not a fair league. That's why that's why the rules are going to get changed here.
And that's why you see it becoming a more and more regional sport.
Right.
Because all the best players are on their teams. And like I had to blow up about, who did I have to blow up about?
Different time, different day.
No. The ESPN exciting player.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
I forgot who they picked. We haven't watched ESPN since.
No, it wasn't Whit Merrifield. That wasn't who it was. It was the...
Was it Juan Soto or Fernando?
No, it was the player for the... I forget who it was.
You can talk about it later.
Yeah, but it was that. That's why no one knows who this player is. It's because you don't talk about him at all because he's in Kansas City. That's why. No, it wasn't Whit Merrifield.
No, sorry. It's not Whit. It's Bobby Witt Jr. That's why you thought about
that. That sounds right. No one realizes how exciting Bobby Witt Jr. is because he doesn't play in a big market. And because he doesn't play in a big market, you don't talk about him. Baseball does nothing to promote its stars. And the ones that they don't make new stars. They don't make regional stars. They want the regional stars to go to the big markets so they can finally promote them.
I mean, you're in a sense where, like, right now, like, I remember in the offseason, everything was, like, offseason coverage on MLB Network, and now it's just, like, random games. They got some Tarik Skubal game on right now. I mean, there's nothing like... Is there anything more boring than an AL Central game in a middle of the day at 10 in the morning? Yeah, I've talked about that before. Anything more boring than a game at 11 a.m.?
And we're watching it now, actually.
And anything more boring than a game that's already happened that's at 11 a.m. in the AL Central? No. Well, we're going to liven up everything else here in just a second. There's been a couple other things that I want to talk about in Padres land before we talk about football in the noon hour. We're going to get to that when we come back. And it's what the Padres are working with. Latest report from Ken Rosenthal about the budgetary things. We'll discuss next on the Brayden Soprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I've mentioned this before, and I mentioned this last night because there's people that asked me about it at that Old Pros event. I've given my opinion on this deal so many times, and here's the thing. I'm not on either side. I'm on the side of baseball, the sport of baseball.
Yeah, we're on our side.
I'm on the sport of baseball, which is not the player's side. It's not the owner's side. And in the sport of baseball, what makes it a competitive, fun league that people are going to watch and clamor for, like the National Football League? Salary cap and the salary floor. And the strategy involved of, if I'm going to sign Shohei Ohtani to $60 million a year, I only got an additional $120 million to spend on the rest of my roster, or whatever it may be. And I don't care what the salary cap is, nor the salary floor. You guys, they can make whatever money they want. But baseball needs it, and they need it bad. And if they got to sacrifice half of a season for it, or a full season, it might be worth it to Major League Baseball in the long term to do that. Some pain now for some prosper in the future. Here's the deal with the Padres and what they're working with before we get to the sports thread that we haven't gotten to in 2 days. And this is what Kevin Acey said. Any talk about payroll at this point in the offseason should be taken with a grain of salt. Teams have yet to establish their budgets for 2026, and such things are fluid for most clubs. Padres generally begin to define their spending power around the holidays. So you got some time to wait. AJ Preller had this to say. We'll have a sense from ownership, keep having the conversation about what our payroll is going to be at. We use these meetings to gather information, come back, sit down with John Seidler, myself, Eric Grubner. We will then, at the point in time, put some strategy together, put some dollar figures together towards it, and get a sense from there. So it's just a lot of information gathering this week. That said, the Padres do seem to be tracking toward at least maintaining their payroll around the same level as it was in 2025. Their current commitments total around $200 million, including projected salaries for arbitration-eligible players and option buyouts. They were at approximately $211 million at the end of 2025, ninth in Major League Baseball. After bonuses and the penalty for going over the competitive balance tax threshold, the Padres' payroll obligations for 2025 topped $223 million, which was the sixth highest total in MLB. It is not known how much more they might spend in 2026, but Eric Grubner on Monday reiterated ownership's commitment to investing in the on-field product, which, by the way, they have done, as been pointed out by Forbes, about the allotment of how much they take their revenue and spend it on their team. I mean, the Padres are one of the highest spenders when it comes to percentage of revenue into their product, into their roster. Quote, our goal and outlook and perspective remains the same as it has been, really, for the last 5 years, which is every last dollar we have put into the payroll, according to Eric Grubner. If we do that, we think we could be at a similar level to where we've been in the top 10, and that allows us to be competitive and ultimately win a championship. So around where they're at right now, which is like in the $200 million range. So very interesting to see where the Padres will be this offseason. Again, they're going to gather that information over the next couple of weeks, and they'll probably know more on the holidays, and then you will kind of get a sense of it as the signings start to happen around Major League Baseball. General manager meetings are going on right now in Las Vegas. We'll try to keep you updated on anything that we see or hear about the Padres out there, and there's going to be a lot of rumors out there with the reporters and general managers meeting and all that sort of fun stuff.
Padres already have a W out of the GM meetings.
Yeah, they won the pickleball tournament.
Beating the Dodgers to do it.
Beat
so
LA.
Congratulations.
Just
picking up wins in Las Vegas, something that not many people
not
do.
Not a lot of people take. There's a lot of fat L's people take in Vegas, let me tell you. Let's talk about what else is going on in sports with today's sports thread. Speaking of fat L's.
Okay, really? Come on, was that a fat joke?
No, that's a Brian Kelly and the LSU situation.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A fat L right there.
I was going to say.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me?
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got today on the Sports Thread?
We have Louisiana just being very, very, very fun.
Number one.
Got one talking
yeah,
smack.
Yeah, I know.
Too.
I saw it. I was
ignore the haters, Frank. Yeah, they don't boo nobodies.
I know, exactly. In a legal filing against LSU's Board of Supervisors, Brian Kelly's attorney says LSU has taken a position that it has not formally terminated Kelly as the Tigers football coach. The school, according to the petition for declaratory judgment, is now seeking to fire Kelly, quote, for cause, and potentially avoid paying the full buyout of nearly $54 million. The filing claims that LSU informed Kelly's representatives of this position on Monday. According to a copy of the suit obtained by the four-letter network, LSU's representatives had a call with Coach Kelly's representatives where LSU took the position that Coach Kelly had not been formally terminated and informed Coach Kelly's representatives for the first time that LSU believed grounds for termination for cause existed. So when I saw this pop up over the weekend, I saw that Kelly was trying to get the full $54 million in one lump sum instead of it getting paid out. Now we're hearing that LSU has not fired Kelly yet, but are reviewing his tenure there and are trying to find a for-cause reason to fire him, which would keep them from paying the money.
Okay, so they basically don't want him there anymore, but they don't want to pay him the buyout either, and so they're trying to find something bad that he did.
Yeah, they're finding a cause
in order
to fire him
and not have to pay him the money.
Yes.
And Brian Kelly's suing them for this.
Yep.
Well, that should be fun. What's the governor have to say since he fired everybody and is going to hire people?
I don't know.
What a mess college athletics are. They're such a mess. It's just going to get worse.
What was it? $1.2 billion in buyouts this year from coach firings around college football.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand.
And this is an age like you don't want to pay a lot of money for mediocre coaches when you can use that money to buy players now in college athletics. Mm-hmm. Spend mediocre amounts of money on mediocre coaches if you want a mediocre coach. Moving on.
Yep.
Number two.
This story has evolved quite a bit over the last couple days, but we'll just start with the basics here. Cleveland Guardians pitcher Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were charged with fraud, conspiracy, and bribery stemming from an alleged scheme to rig individual pitches that led to gamblers winning hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to an indictment unsealed by federal prosecutors over the weekend. Ortiz, 26, was arrested Sunday morning in Boston and will appear in court. Appeared in court on Monday. Clase is not in custody. Prosecutors of the Eastern District of New York, the Brooklyn-based United States Attorney's Office that levied similar charges against NBA players Terry Rozier and multiple coaches in late October, said that the indictment that Clase arranged with a bettor as early as May of 2023 to throw specific pitches for balls so the gamblers could place prop bets and profit. Ortiz, prosecutors said, joined the scheme this past June. And between the two, the gamblers won at least $450,000 wagering on their pitches, while Clase and Ortiz were given kickbacks for their participation. This is where it gets crazy. Clase and Ortiz could each face 20 years in prison for wire fraud conspiracy, 20 years for honest service wire fraud conspiracy, 20 years for money laundering conspiracy, and 5 years for conspiracy to influence sports betting by bribery. 65 years in prison.
And
for these two.
He did it for $12,000?
Yeah.
For $12,000.
For 12 grand.
He's going to make $30 million over
the next, I don't know how many years.
Yep. And Ortiz was going to make like $750,000. They threw their careers away.
Their life.
The careers, and now as we see, lives life away for $12,000.
I just, that's the thrill you want? That's the level of thrill you're looking for? It's either play stupid games and win stupid prizes, or like if you want to go the whole like they need the extra thrill in their life. Bro, you make all this money. Jump, like,
go skydiving.
Like, go do crazy things.
Jump off a mountain. Like, do base jumping. Something.
I mean, I just can't fathom that reality. But that's when you, like, look at professional athletes, just, you know, rich people in general. Their reality is different than ours. It's just a different level. Everything's heightened. It's the same thing with, like, gambling. You know, people that make a lot of money, if they put down, you know, they can play $5,000 hands of blackjack. You know, you and I can't do it. We're like, this is insane. But that's just enough to get the juices flowing for people that have that kind of money. So this is the situation.
Pennies on a hand of blackjack.
Yes.
But
yeah, that's asinine behavior.
That and Major League Baseball, I believe this came out on Monday, has put a $200 cap on prop bets to
nice.
Kind of limit this kind of we're thing. Really, so baseball really, has done something.
We're really fighting this thing, huh? Doing a good job.
And also, kind of funny, we've seen one of the pitches that Class A threw, pitch in the dirt, sees Andy Pahez chasing.
That's hilarious. Ruined the bet.
That was entertaining.
Number three.
Yellow, you cost me $8,000 with that, dude.
Something that wasn't as entertaining. North Carolina coach Bill Belichick said he is focused on Wake Forest after questions about potential interest in the vacant New York Giants head coaching job. God, please don't. During his Tuesday news conference in Chapel Hill, Belichick was asked what his message was to the team given the speculation about the newly opened job. He said, "I'm focused on Wake Forest."
That's like all part of his plan. He was going to go to North Carolina for a year. He thought he's going to have success, get picked up by an NFL team, pass the team at North Carolina onto his son, and everybody wins. Come on, Giants. Don't let his evil plan work. We'll talk football here in the noon hour when we come back. Braden Suprenet Show, San Antonio Sports Station, 97 through the fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.